I'm Emile Tischbein. I live in Newtown with my mum, who works hard as a hairdresser to earn enough money for us both. My dad is dead. I don't have a brother or a sister. Friends? It's not that I don't like the other kids at school, but some of them can be mean, and I'd just rather be on my own, okay? It's the school holidays, which are my mum's busiest times, and she trusts me with an important job. She has saved up her money to give to my grandmother who lives in the city. So much money. 150. And I'm in charge of delivering it. This will be my first time away from home by myself. Mum gives me a badge that used to belong to my dad, and I use it to pin the money safely to the inside of my jacket pocket. Mum takes me to the train station where I board the train to the city. I wave to her as the train pulls away. In the carriage, there's a man wearing a bowler hat who seems friendly, but he's also kind of strange. He says his name is Mr. Grundyce. He offers me a cup of tea and I drink it, but then I start to feel sick. And before I know it, everything starts to look weird and I can't stay awake anymore. When I wake up, the train is at the big city station. The man in the bowler hat has left the carriage. My badge is still in place, but when I check my jacket pocket, there's nothing there. The money has gone. That man has taken it. I have to follow him. It's not easy keeping track of someone in a big city, and I nearly lose him dozens of times. I think about going to the police, but I can't, because of something I did at home. I don't want to talk about it. I don't know what to do. I'm all alone in a city I don't know, and I have no money. But then, a horn sounds in my ear. And that's how I meet Gustav. I tell him what has happened, and he offers to help. Gustav honks his horn again, and all the kids in the city come running. We hatch a plan. We will all work together to track down the thief and get my mum's money back. It's not easy. There's a lot we have to learn together along the way.